Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Glad or mad, Monday, inner sight around the world. And I want to say a special hello to my new friends, Ed and Barbara, who I met the other day on the railroad here, local. And they were on their way to Florida to visit Barbara's mom, Virginia. Hello, Virginia, down there in Florida. Hope you recover. 92 years old. But, you know, it's only a number. To me, that's not old. You know, you live your life, you keep going as long as you can. Stay away from those doctors, you'll live longer. So hello to Ed and Barbara. Thank you for the $10 donation. Every little bit helps. If everyone who listened to this show sent us $10, we'd be on our way to changing the system. And we're going to do a show on Thursday night. Thursday night is our 4th of July show entitled, If Disabled People Had the Money, They Could Buy Their Freedom and Independence. It's so true. It's so damn true. Just like it was true in the 1800s when human beings made slaves out of other human beings, which was horrible. But if you had the money, you could buy your way out of it. Inner sight, mad or glad Monday. And anything you're mad about or glad about. I'm mad about the fact that these food and drug people and a lot of the doctors and the Center for Disease Control people play down the fact that people have died from this vaccine. You see, one of the biggest things that's wrong with the medical profession, they believe in death. They believe people are supposed to die. Wrong. People are not supposed to die. People were meant to live forever and stay young and healthy. Medical profession doesn't believe that. Just look how they're set up. They're set up and they know that a certain amount of people are going to die from the medicines and drugs that they are developing. They know it. That system should be changed. They should not allow these things to go out. I mean, not when you can check with a lot of other people and say, hey, what do you recommend? You know, the so-called holistic people and some of the doctors who have gone over from regular medical doctors to holistic health and all that. They're leaving those people out. They're not consulting those people. They're not doing everything they can to help those who become ill. They're playing down the fact that hundreds and hundreds of people have died from these vaccinations. And one of the latest things, of course, is the inflammation of the heart, myocarditis and endocarditis, two types of inflammations of the heart that people have acquired from this vaccination. So now they're claiming that this other variant to the virus has taken hold in England. Well, what are they going to do about it? You know, I heard today on the news that one of the British Airways is trying to get the government to let people fly from Britain to here and vice versa, and with safety measures. Well, the only safety measure should be keep people where they are. until the thing dies.
Exactly.
Everything's about money. They don't care about the people. They care about the money.
That's true.
So why isn't they saw what happened supposedly with this virus, how all these people got ill and the hospitals were filled up and all that and the whole big thing. And
mm-hmm.
how come they haven't learned from
right.
that in the last year? Where's the committee that we spoke about over a year ago? Where's the committee mm-hmm. of holistic doctors and people who some of the great scientists who have spoken out? How about the three guys who quit the FDA?
Right.
Where's the committee to develop a holistic type of injection? And you got to make it an injection, because you can't trust people to take this stuff. They got to
mm-hmm.
show up at the place and you give them the
and get injected, right?
The injection. Where's the committee
yeah.
to develop that? You know, the regular medical people have failed us, evident by the fact, how many people have died? 500,000, they claim?
More.
They
more.
Failed.
I know.
How many people have died who listened to Gary Knoll and his friend overseas, the German scientists and all the other doctors?
Yeah.
I haven't heard one.
Me neither.
There's the answer. Get that committee together that Innocyt has proposed. You know, they claim there's another virus, you know, that could possibly come into this country and probably will. Viruses have been around for thousands of years. Nothing new about that. You never
nope.
get rid of a virus. You build the immune system so that if you get a virus, it minimizes.
Yeah.
That's the way
exactly.
people stay healthy. Look back in the Bible. Look how long people lived. Why? Because they
yeah.
had better air and better food.
Mm-hmm.
They ate the plants. And for the most part, it was a much better system. But the doctors
yes,
don't
was.
Believe that. They only believe in the
you
laboratory.
Know, they don't have, I'll tell you one thing they don't do anymore, Frank. They do not use the products from the ground anymore. They use chemicals instead. And that's the
yeah.
biggest downfall right there.
Yeah, they do. Sure.
Because they want to
you know, you go to
it very fast. That's all. Money.
You go to Dr. Liu, and he'll give you herbs.
Right.
He'll examine you in a different way.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know.
I remember that.
They need to get a committee together.
Oh, yeah.
To combat and teach people
mm-hmm.
how to keep their immune system high. That's what needs to be done.
They also
and until need that
to
happens,
get
you're going to have all these problems and contradictories and everything else. What did you say?
They also need to get, yeah, they also need to get a whole bunch of, like, doctors together who are doing it the old way and teach them, you know, how to, you know, do the stuff that Gary Knoll does and Calliope and all the people who have been trained under
Gary Knoll. Yeah, they don't recognize that.
No, they don't.
I haven't heard one of them talk about that kind of an approach.
No.
Not a one.
It's a holistic, not one.
No. All they keep saying is get vaccinated, get vaccinated. Yeah.
Oh, God. They haven't stopped.
All the people that have become ill. And how about the people now, now they want to give you a booster?
Oh, yeah,
you know?
At the end of the year.
How about the long term now?
Yeah.
You haven't seen anything yet.
Oh, you know what they've said? People who've caught COVID and have this thing called long haulers syndrome. Now, I know you didn't say anything about that, but I just got to say something. They're going to put them on disability because now they're truly and actually affected really badly by this long haulers condition.
Oh, yeah.
And
well, this
now
just
more
causes
people
all
are going to be on disability. Yeah.
All kinds of problems.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's terrible.
So wake up, world.
Mm-hmm.
Educate yourself. Make it, turn a mad into a glad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, find out what's going on. It's very simple. Plants grow all over the world.
Yes, they do.
It's there. Nobody's going to live forever.
Nope.
So make it as long as you can.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man, a glad Monday. Maybe we'll get the phones going. 213-816-1650. Brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue. The little bear. Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. Great, great. My dog has been having a lot of work with what we call overheads. A lot of the trees have been growing out, and they hang down.
I haven't done anything about them.
And what?
I don't believe they've done anything about that yet.
I can't hear you. Talk up.
I said I don't think they've done anything about that yet. You know.
Well, what are they going to do?
Well,
trees
I guess
grow
just
out.
Believe. Yeah, I know.
You know? Anyway, a lot of work and a lot of, you know, trying to, where I walk,
yeah.
There's a highway on the left, and the overheads are on the sidewalk. So, you know,
oh, wow.
She has to judge
wow.
which, the lesser of the two evils, and she'll let me know about the overheads.
Right.
Duck down.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, Big East, the Akita Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 609-388-7004. Nobody starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary, dog food, cat food, medical, 631-484-3085. You need that kind of help. Give Gary a call. Kennedy Realty.
One second.
Islip,
time.
New York.
Sorry about
what?
That. Gary's trying to raise money on his Facebook. Just type in Nobody Starves on Long Island for a dog who needs, you know, animal care through the vet. So I just wanted to let everybody know about that. I happened to see it on my Facebook today.
Oh, all right. So go to his
yep.
Facebook if you want to make a donation.
Yep.
Help that dog.
Yeah.
Or call 631-484-3085. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house. Get some good information. And don't forget about our good friends at Suffolk Bus Corp.
Oh, yeah.
We're trying to get that $2,000 donation matched. Anybody out mm-hmm. there who, if you know John Corrado, or even if you don't know him, you know, we'd appreciate if you're able to match the $2,000
yeah.
that they donated to Inner Sight. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, if you need our phone number, 631-224-3090. That's the regular Inner Sight number. And let's see, what else we got? All the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them, take care of them. Avante, Corey, Tommy, little Tommy, Ollie,
yeah.
and all the others. Go an extra mile. For a child. All right. We may be having a guest coming up over the summer. a lady who works in the school. She's the head of her department. And I was talking to her, and she believes that visually impaired should be integrated into the regular schools. Well, I agree with
her. They should. I agree with her a lot.
Instead of these separate schools that they send a blind person to, and, you know, you learn Braille and all that, but the school doesn't do a damn thing to make sure you're equal when you get out of the damn school.
No, they don't.
I mean, that should be part of the curriculum if they're going to help somebody. You know?
That's right.
They should stand up for people's rights and fight for equality. It should be part of the job of the school. But you see, they're in with the state. So to do that, they got to embarrass the state.
Yep.
That's why things don't get done. Now, what were you saying?
My friend Christine was in the public school with me, and that's how we got to be friends. But otherwise, if she wasn't truly smart and she was not a smart person, she would have never been in the same school.
Well, they have these schools for the blind, you know, which to me is useless. I mean, you know, unless you're going to do something unusual, you know, like, you know, get the damn accessible pedestrian signals put up all over the town where the school is, at least, you know. Insist on it.
That's right.
Fight for enforcement with the visually impaired. They don't do that.
Yeah. No, they don't.
So a lot more needs to be done. So I'm hoping that we'll get this woman Madison on the show, and we'll talk about this. All right, Inner Sight around the world. Let's see, some of our friends: Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, my buddy Sal with the Sunset Restaurant, Islip Queen is local. Some of the people that have donated to Inner Sight, we appreciate that. All right, how about Able News? Get the Able News. Read the Able News.
Yep. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, Man of Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about, glad about, 213-816-1650. And don't forget, we're on television Thursday night, Altice, at 7:30. Channel 20, Wednesday, we come on the Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock Wednesday night. And we're hoping to have some new shows now very shortly. All right, Inner Sight around the world, and the Mad or Glad Monday, and I think a lot of people, I'm one of them, want this government to step up and give us more stimulus money.
Oh, we need it.
We need some more help, you know, especially now that they're talking about the possibility of another strike of a virus, you know. We need more stimulus money.
Yes, we
get this thing going. I mean, help people. You know,
you can't
prevent the country from being invaded by a virus. At least you could do something financially.
Right.
You know, and a lot of people are starting to complain that the Biden administration is not doing enough about the economy. I want to...
I agree about all that, because it's getting really, really difficult to just, you know, have something normal, you know, go on. And you're sitting down and you're like, okay, when is normal coming back? And normal isn't coming back. That's the problem.
Well, there's no such thing as normal. Not in this world.
Not anymore.
I want to extend condolences to President Joe on the death of his dog. I believe the dog's name is Major. On the death of Major. And President Biden, you certainly realize how much you love your dog and how much you miss your dog, all right? Well, magnify that a million times. That you're, if you were blind and you lost your guide dog, all right? And to make it worse, the agencies that are supposed to be there to help you won't do a damn thing to serve you. And then if you do it on your own, they step in and interfere with your guide dog's medical.
They step in and ostracize you, too. They don't help you.
What?
They step in and they ostracize you and they don't help you at all.
No, they discriminate against a lot of people. There's no law. There's no licensing.
Mm-hmm.
There's no provision by the Americans with Disability Act to protect you.
Huh?
So what we need is an executive order so that the courts... Yeah. will be allowed to hear cases of people denied service dogs and or the medical. We need to open up the courts in this country for the 61 million people, many of whom have to deal with these service dog schools and are denied the dog and the help, and the agencies keep the money they raise.
There's
got to be a way to do it. Do it through the federal ID number.
That's true.
An idea.
Very much so.
Anyway, Inner Sight, take a mad and turn it into a glad. Open up the courts for us.
Yeah.
Make it
not
so that we have the right to go to court.
But not only open it against the, you know, have the courts help, stop going into the courts in the first place. That's what's annoying me. Why do I have to wait years for something that's so simple? You know, that don't make sense. You know.
Well, if you have a protective law, you know, most likely these schools are going to want to settle with you.
Yeah.
They're not going to look good.
They're not.
You know. I'm blind. I want to train the dog on my own. You raised $100,000. What do you mean you won't help me train it on my own? What the hell's the money for? So the court can be there as a protection, where most of the time you won't even have to go to court. They'll settle it. That would be the whole idea of it. That's why you have arbitration in these
That'd
courts.
That'd be nice. That would be real nice.
But there's no regulation. There's nothing. There's nothing there.
No.
Sadly. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, if you want to call in anything you're mad about or glad about. Anybody on the line? We got anybody on the line?
Yeah, let me look. Hold on.
Mad or glad?
I'm waiting
Monday.
For this to come up. All right, here
inner
it comes.
Sight.
Let's see. We have
inner
people.
Sight.
We have Maureen who chimed in, and we have a listener.
All right. So let's take a call from Maureen, who is a regular on our program.
Here she comes.
Welcome to Inner Sight Live.
Hi, guys. How are you tonight? Hi, guys.
Good.
How are you?
Okay. I'm all right. I agree with you wholeheartedly about another stimulus check. Frank?
Yeah.
I want the full one, not the little itty-bitty one. I want the whole shebang.
Oh, yes, definitely. Whole thing, definitely.
I could really use it.
What are they talking about, the variants, the delta, the alpha, those you mean, or something
else? They're spelling the Greek alphabet, you didn't know.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about, some thing coming out of England.
Why don't they all just shut up? That's what I want them to do. Just all shut up. Really, you know, because number one, I think they're just scaring people with this nonsense because they want everybody to get the vaccination because, you know, JoJo wanted everyone to be vaccinated by a certain time, 70%, and that ain't happening because people are waking up. You know, he wanted everybody to have their 4th of July cheeseburger in their backyard, but that ain't happening because people are wisening up to this.
Well, didn't everybody get the vaccination in England?
Well, I don't think everybody got it. I mean, I don't think everybody got it.
A lot of people did.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of people did.
A lot of people did. So why is this thing spreading like the way they're saying?
Here's what they're saying anyway. I'm sorry, continue. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
And I heard that Hong Kong has stopped travel to England. Now, number one, this Delta, Alpha, whatever the hell else, Gamma, whatever will come next.
Yeah.
If they want, you know, the Indian version of this not to come, then I got a good plan. Stop air travel to and from India. Duh. Right? Wouldn't that kind of be the intelligent move?
Yeah.
But we don't do anything in this country.
Trouble.
I forgot.
They are asking. I'll tell
you. So they can sell their drugs.
So, I mean, if you really, truly want this virus to end, and these countries are the ones that have it, well, then don't let people in from these countries.
Well, viruses
will never end. If I were president,
that's
what I would do.
Let me clarify something. Viruses will always be there. The idea is the immune system. When you give people vaccines that have poison, you're tearing down the immune system. They don't believe that.
That's
You need to give people stuff that's going to build up the immune system and not tear it down. And that's the problem.
And, of course, we all know kind of how this virus originated anyway, although a lot of people don't want to say that, but people with a brain know that, how this started, this whole thing started. So anyway, I just, you know, it's got to end soon. We have to go on with our lives. We can't live locked up and locked down and in prison and all the other garbage that went on for the past almost year and a half. We can't go back to that. Because
they did all that
lockdown,
stuff before. What good did it do?
What? Say it again.
That's true.
Made things worse.
They did. Right. They did all that.
They did because they said people that were locked up together made it spread more.
Yeah, it's true. They let people out early.
Well, I still don't think if it were contagious like that, I think more people would have had it. I still think that if it was spread from person to person. I mean, like I say, and somebody the other day said about it too, it had been around for at least 4, possibly 6 months before we were ever told about it. We were touching doors. We were touching railings. I was touching the railing on the express ride. They were touching me. I was touching them. I think more people would have had it.
How many people were you touching?
Well, I mean, I have call out and assist, so that's why. Let me make it perfectly clear. I have call out and assist. That's why we were touching. They touched my arm to, you know, lead me wherever. Let me make that clear.
I'm sorry. Because
I'm legally blind, so I need call out and assist. So. But I'm glad we can laugh a little because this has been like hell, you know?
It has been.
All that testing is approved by the FDA. People who allow companies to go forth and make vaccination that poisoned people. How can you trust
yeah.
that? I don't even trust
oh.
those tests.
No, I mean, I wouldn't take that. I mean, somebody I know, they knew somebody who knew somebody who got the shot and their arm is paralyzed now.
Lovely.
Now, whether it is, then her brother had double vision for a while. Now somebody else has the same symptom, double vision. I wouldn't take this crap. If they pay me all the money in the world, I wouldn't do it.
Well,
that's
you know,
new,
I haven't,
that's a new side effect, that double vision?
Well, a few people have had it.
Wow.
You know, so
that
what's so funny,
crazy.
This is the only thing I haven't had a side effect for. Maybe it killed my own, what do you call, heebie-jeebies, I call. Remember when we were kids, we called things heebie-jeebies or something like that? Anyway, maybe it killed my unknown illness and I could live normally.
Well, they did have a commercial from the CDC. I heard it a few times. That did say it caused eye problems.
Oh, lovely.
As one of the side
Even
effects.
More eye problems? Oh, great.
No. It didn't
Something
say what ones
to.
In particular, but it said caused eye problems so as one
yeah.
of the side effects. So I've been, thank God, I have been healthy throughout the whole shebangy, whatever it is.
Yeah. Shebang-y.
So I'm not going to take any chances with any nonsense
yeah.
of crap, all the virus, vaccines.
Oh, no, yeah.
Mm. It,
well,
you know, they're saying all this because a lot of people, like I say, have wised up. A lot aren't getting the second shot even. A lot aren't getting either of them.
They're
you
afraid.
Know? Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
The second
you know,
shot
so.
Of the what was it, Pfizer, whatever the hell it is, that's where the
that's
heart
not,
inflammation has
yeah.
occurred.
Was that
yeah.
with Pfizer?
Yeah.
yeah.
What was it with? It was with Pfizer?
Pfizer.
Oh, because my mom had the
yeah.
Pfizer one twice.
I had the Pfizer,
oh.
too.
yeah.
Twice.
And that was supposed to be the really good one, you know?
Yeah. They were
no,
testing
no, no,
it. On a lighter note, Frank, you were asking me a while ago about the Subway Series between the Mets and Yankees.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's this weekend.
Oh, it is?
The second
oh,
through, yes, the second through the fourth at Yankee Stadium. So.
Oh, that might be nice to go to. Really?
Yeah, well, I'd wait till City Field. I'm a Met fan, so
right.
I'd wait till City Field.
I don't care which.
I may
as
not be
as...
here anyway, so.
Well, quiet. Let
no,
her
wait.
Talk. Let Maureen talk.
No, I know. I was just...
Are they going to have an audience?
Oh, yeah, they've been having it. It's been opened, Yankee Stadium and City Field have been open for the fans, full capacity the last week or so. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good.
Yep. Yeah, I don't live too far from City Field, but...
So
it's this weekend. I don't know when they're going to play at City Field, probably... another month or so, maybe. I don't know when that is. I don't have the schedule, actually, but it is coming up this weekend for this Subway Series. So, go Mets!
I like both New York teams. Everybody goes, how do you do that? They're both New York.
Oh, yeah, we've always been Mets fans since they came into
being. Well, my husband's
being.
Always been a Yankee fan, so it's been, yeah.
Yeah.
That's when he told me, you know, if you have to learn everything about baseball. So now he don't care.
No.
He don't care as long as you know baseball, period.
Oh.
I was pretty much just like not knowing baseball too well and all the stuff, even movies. I didn't know well when I first you know, met him and everything. I said, I was just busy taking care of my family, and that was it.
No.
When I first met Chris.
Yeah.
I didn't, who the heck, now, right? I would give I would give anything in the world to just have those days back. I really would.
I know.
You know?
I know. If we could go back in
stop
time
going
and
to the
go
damn
back,
doctor.
Which would be nice.
All right, in
exactly.
a sight. 213-816-1650. We want to voice, you're mad and glad. Maureen, anything else? How's your mom?
Oh, she's doing good, yeah. Hopefully we're in the process of getting her out. We're dealing with arch care, and next week AgeWell's going to do an evaluation, but I think,
okay.
So we'll see what happens with one of one of them whatever's the best, and hopefully she'll be out soon. We'll be settled soon.
About time.
That's right. That's right.
All right, in sight. Thank you, Maureen.
Okay, guys. Thank you. Take care. Okay, take care, both of you. Bye.
Take care,
bye.
And I'll let you listen. All right. Bye.
Okay.
May a glad Monday. And anything you want to talk about, you're mad about or glad about, right here, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. We have any other callers?
We just have a listener, Danny.
All right. So, yeah, you know, this system that we have to deal with is really a horror. You know, it has to change. It's too old, for one thing.
Yeah, it is.
You know, archaic and out of date, and things are still being done the way they were, 80 years ago?
Yeah.
The money that's supposed to be there to help people is tied up in agencies and paying salaries of people. Think of how many people are collecting money on us, salaries, that we, the disabled, don't approve of.
That's true.
You ever think of that? Yeah. I don't know you. I have to pay your salary.
Yeah? Right.
The disabled should have the, if that money's there because of us, we should have the right to pick these people out. That's how it really should work, if that money is there because, you know, we're disabled. I mean, how many people look at all the money that they earn because of us? And so many of these people come along and they give you a hard time, and
you
stand up to them. You know, you got to advocate, you got to threaten them, you got to go to the newspapers or whatever to get anywhere with them. And all the while, they're making money because you're there, you're in the place, be it a nursing home, a service dog school, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
They're making money because of you. I pay you. I'm the boss.
Huh?
You're not the boss. The boss, good. Pay me.
Yeah, right.
You know, see, this world is full of contradictions. It really is.
This bothers
full of
me
contradictions.
Right now. I have a
they
mad,
say
actually.
What?
I have a mad when you're done.
Oh, well, go ahead.
Well, the president announces 3 Social Security disability initiatives. And one of them, I don't know if it's even going to hit, you know, the ground running. It says increase from 200 to 500 the minimum amount of monthly earnings for a month to count during trial work period. That's really bad, because if they do that, then you go further into the deeper hole that you can't come back. So once your trial work period is over, guess what? You don't get Social Security again. So no matter what, you're being screwed. And I was looking at this, and I'm like, that can't be right. That just can't be right. And I kept reading, and it still says trial work period. And that's not – I have to find out if this means during the trial work period or it just means – whatever, and it's not considered. No, here it is again. Substantially gainful activity. This is not right, right here.
I don't think you'll ever get that.
Substantially gainful activity again. What substantially gainful activity means is if you make money that puts you out of the criteria that they can, you know, keep you on Social Security, they'll just snatch your benefits.
Yeah, because they're basing it on the wrong thing.
Right.
They're not talking about disabled people, right? They're talking about regular Non-disabled.
No. No. No, this is disabled people.
Oh, well, then they're basing it on the wrong thing.
Right. This is people who get Social Security, disability, and SSI, both. Disability.
Yeah, well, you
so
see, the problem is you don't have any agencies to lobby and say, you have no right to touch our disability money, no matter what.
Exactly.
That's how it
problem.
Should be.
Right.
Where's the lobby? The independent living centers can't lobby. They're not allowed to. The private agencies don't care. They're not going to lobby. You know, where's the, and then you need the money to lobby. See what happens here?
And you're right, and I'll tell you what, Intersight is 100% right. Since beginning of Social Security Disability Program in 1956, there have been no regularly scheduled increases in substantially gainful activity. So what that means is if you are going, you want to just go to work to have a little bit of stimulation of your brain, say, which is what I want to do, and have some extra money in my pocket, they're not going to allow me if it's not going to be placed towards impairment-related work expenses. And that substantially gainful income is going to count towards my total income, which is not good, because then everything can be taken away from me in one fell swoop. That's what that means.
First, they should make everything accessible if they want a person
there
to get
go.
A job.
Now you got it.
Secondly, they should not take away your disability if you go to work.
That's right.
That's the answer.
Right.
You should keep that. That's
I
yours.
Cannot
you've earned
believe
that.
What they're doing.
You know, because it's so damn hard to get a job when you're disabled as it is.
Yeah.
You got to fight that one, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, the government sits there, and they're up there, and they throw these monkey wrenches in our lives because we're not protected. Where the hell's the ADA in this?
No, nowhere.
How come the ADA doesn't say, and you cannot touch a disabled person's disability no matter what? That should have been in the damn law.
That's right.
That would be protection.
Yeah.
It doesn't protect us. It's the same old crap. So even if we get an increase, you know what's going to happen?
It's going to be taken away.
If you're on any kind of subsidy for housing, they're going to increase your rent.
Or even
you're not gonna
they're
going to
increase everything.
It's
going to
go,
gonna be
like I said a minute ago, it's going to go to the system and the people that work in the system that aren't working for us. They're working for themselves.
They say substantially gainful income is at least 9 months. That's like being pregnant with a really terrible baby giving you bad contractions. For 9 months, you're allowed to have your, what do you call, your disability. After that, then you better quit. That's it, because you cannot have one more day of work because they're considering it, you know, not good for you, and you take it away, and that's it. You're gone. It's done.
Well, that doesn't help people.
No, it doesn't. I want to find out
worse,
more about it.
It creates stress and everything else.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather go down the subway and sing and tell people what's going on.
Yeah.
What do I need them for?
That's right.
To throw a monkey wrench in my life?
Yeah.
The hell with that.
Here's
all right,
in a sight,
man of glad. 213-816-1650. Anybody have any comments on that or any other thing? Give us a call.
Yeah.
You know, voice your opinion.
By the way, while
man
I'm
of glad, let's see. Tomorrow night is open mic, and I hope that I'd like to write a letter to President Joe. If we can
about
do that
this.
On the air, it'd be nice.
Yeah,
you know,
we're gonna have to.
We never got an answer. Well, we never got a response, I should say, of anything.
Yeah.
But let's try. Hey, what do we got to lose? And we'll have the letter documented around the world.
I don't get this. When you call Social Security, I'm sorry.
I want to write the letter in connection with his the death of his dog. I want to see if I can move him a little bit. Now, were you still talking about Social Security? What about it?
Well, the thing is that bothers me, too, is that we're talking about figures here, numbers. They have an exclusion, like people who are excluded from that, if they're students or if they have a certain numbers, but it's not fully clear. And then yet, they're also talking about other stuff, too. Why do these people have exclusion and the people who have high medical bills or go to work and produce a tax that helps them pay, you know, these services, why aren't they counted in? I don't understand this part. I really don't. You know? What we need is somebody who knows the law.
Stipulations.
Yeah.
This is why the money that's there to help you should be in the name of the disabled person.
Yeah.
And then you wouldn't have all this mix-up and people throwing monkey wrenches into your life.
That's true.
That's how it should be. The agencies should be mandated to raise the money. Anything else is just another disaster for the millions of us, because it's never going to work. How can you do anything with jobs, first of all, when most things aren't accessible?
That's true. Like
you lose right there.
I know. Like I tell everybody, I have to go through the freight entrance, and I saw two rats. I bet you any money, if I went to that same building, I remember where it is, and I went to look at it today, it would still have
tell
the same
a different
thing.
Story. I'm tired of that story. You got any others?
You want me to tell you a different story? I was set to. Did I tell the story about customs? U.S. Customs.
I heard that story too.
All right.
It not only happens to you, it probably happens to thousands of other people.
I know. let me see. I'll look for the stories.
No enforcement.
No.
That's what the government should be concerned about. No enforcement of the American Disability Act. That's what we need. We need enforcement. We need the money to be there for the help we need. And we need to keep our disability no matter what, for as long as we're disabled.
Yeah.
Government doesn't want to raise the whole thing, fine. Let the agencies put in half. Give them an excuse to raise money. They need one.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816. 213-816-1650. All right, what's your story?
All right. Why can't they, you know, this, well, I know they're going to try and do this more. I just have the feeling, I'm hoping they would. But now people have paid time off, or it's called that, PTO now, and also it's called vacation days, of course. Everybody knows that. But what they don't know is, like, personal days, you probably know that still. Anyway, that's people should have, like, a time where if they can't work, like a disabled person can't work or a family member who's disabled can't work, for example, they should have the ability to just pop in on their laptop and just do what they need to do and still take care of a family member. There should be more flexibility on the basis of either them being disabled or their family member being disabled. you know, because of say, an aid not coming.
Well, most people are working from home now anyway.
Well, yeah, they are now, but I don't think that's going to last because I've been looking at the job boards and there's not as much things saying remote work, so I don't think that's lasting for a long time.
Well, who knows?
Another,
but the point
yeah.
is our disability should not be tampered with.
No, it shouldn't.
That's the point. Anything you do, if you're going to tamper with the disability, get out of here. We don't need you. We don't want you.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Because you're just making it worse for people.
You are.
All right, yeah, Inner Sight. Tomorrow night's open mic. Let's see, Wednesday night show, Reasons Why People Should Not Be in Nursing Homes.
Oh, yeah.
We'll give you all the reasons and then some.
Check to tell you, man.
Thursday will be our 4th of July show. And Thursday night's title, If Disabled People, now there's the money again. If disabled people had the
yeah.
money, they could buy their freedom and independence.
Isn't that a concept?
Yeah. That's where the Inner Sight idea comes in.
That's why I said it that way.
Yeah. So that's yeah. the schedule. Friday night is the Firecracker Frolics. Friday
we're
night.
Gonna have to come up with some doozies for that.
We're gonna have. Can we get? I want to get some firecracker sounds on the show.
Oh yeah, we had them before. I have to look at our
dig some
folders. Yeah, I could dig them up and put it on the board.
All right,
it'll be fun.
That's Friday night, and mm-hmm. we're gonna have Gabriel in a tent. He's gonna sell used fireworks.
Oh, no.
Used fireworks. Recycled.
Oh, no. I heard you say that one.
Recycled fireworks.
Oh, no.
All right, that's Friday night, and Laura and Hardy are going to be his first customers.
Me victims?
So, tune us in Friday night. Louie will be here. We'll have a
yeah.
blast. With Louie, Rosanna Dana Firecrackers.
Oh, no.
Friday night on Inner Sight.
Yes.
All right. Anybody out there want to make a donation? We greatly appreciate it. You won't hear these kinds of programs on any other show that I know of.
No.
Only
no.
here.
That's
on Inner Sight.
Mm-hmm.
Sign our petitions. Service dog and the one on the nursing homes, change.org,
yeah.
where you can go. And by the way, as far as I know, you can still find us up on Eyewitness News.
Yes, you
with
can.
With Michelle Chalmers. Are
yes,
we still up
can.
There?
Yeah, we are.
All right. So check out the story on our Africa's group on Eyewitness News. And we'll keep you posted about the local paper here that's working on a story.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight around the world, Mad or Glad Monday. Hey, you got to be damn mad that they want to take away your disability.
Yeah, very much so.
I mean, that's crazy. You know,
yeah.
we work hard for that disability. We bust no. our ass.
That's
for
right.
that disability. You realize that?
Yes,
see, that's
I do.
What you should be looked at. How
yeah.
hard have you worked for your disability? Just take yours truly. I've been discriminated
mm-hmm.
against all my life. Now
mm-hmm.
we're in arbitration mm-hmm. with a stupid idiot over there, a stupid court
mm-hmm.
that is allowing this to continue. 5 years, you know? They denied me a guide dog. They denied me my dog's medical. You're going to take away my disability if I go to work? Kiss my ass!
That's right. It's true.
What the hell kind of crap is that? You
That's
don't
true.
Take away a person's disability because we have earned that disability. We
That's
live
true.
It. Some people have died with that disability. You want to help us? Don't touch our disability. Make it so that nobody can ever touch it for as long as the person is disabled. And that's how it should be. And get the agencies to raise half of it.
Yeah.
Mandate them. But don't make it harder for those of us who are trying to live our lives. I can't even get a damn traffic light put up in this neighborhood that I can read. And the President of the United States is talking about taking away our disability if you work for 9 months? That's a disgrace to this country.
Well, I'd like to get more information about it and see if that's exactly what he was talking about, but that's what I read.
Yeah, but no matter what you read, that disability should not be able to be touched.
That's right.
It doesn't matter what you read. Because we all know that eventually you can lose your disability if you go to work.
That's true. That's right.
It shouldn't be.
That's right.
That's your help. That's
we
your cushion. That's
little.
Your that's what you earned as a disabled person
right.
every day of your life.
Yeah. That's right.
They're going to take it away?
That
that's
was
crazy.
Actually my father's. That was my father's who had to help me because I didn't have enough when I first became disabled. Yep, that's what happened.
Yeah, and your father was disabled too.
Yes, he was.
So, there you have it, world. Stay away from my, don't touch my disability. We need a lobby group.
We certainly do.
That's what we need.
Yep.
To put up a lobby there in Washington to explain how it should be done and take the burden off the government. I'll bet you a lot of politicians would support that.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
If we had the means to do a lobby. That's one of the reasons InnerSight wants to raise money, to get a lobby like that.
Oh, yeah.
So there you have it. There's the real answer.
Yeah.
You know, and we've always said time and time again, the politicians sit around and try to figure out ways to make it harder for us.
Oh, yes, they do.
We see it
really
all
do.
The time.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this stupid stuff with these nursing homes. You heard Maureen a little while ago, another evaluation. Why? Because that's how they're going to
get
their money.
That's right.
And God forbid, by the time all this stuff is over, you hope the person has enough energy to get out of the damn place.
That's right. My mother didn't make it, unfortunately. I had the feeling, too, she wasn't going to. You know?
Yeah, be with us Wednesday night. We'll give you all the reasons why people shouldn't be in nursing homes.
Oh, God. Don't let me get started.
All right, InnerSight.
Let me get started.
I want to thank all our listeners, all our contributors. Greatly appreciated. And once again, deepest prayers for Virginia in Florida, the mom of Barbara's mom. Ed and Barbara are new friends, and thank you for the $10 donation. Greatly appreciate it. And
very much so.
We know that when you are able to, go on the website and help us get names on the petition. All right, thank you so much. InnerSight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. Suzanne, co-host and engineer. And we'll be with you tomorrow night on Open Mic. Strengthen that immune system. Wild oil of oregano. Apple cider vinegar. Get the zinc. Get all the good things. Don't count on the government to protect you, because they're not. They're only going to protect themselves.
That's true.
All right. InnerSight. means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.